Hurricane Ida left a devastating wake. Power outages, extreme heat, and a housing crisis continue to take a toll. NewsHour's community reporter Robbie Chavez has this report.
For Brittany Gaino, it feels like Hurricane Ida hit southeast Louisiana 3 weeks ago and never left.
We're still without everything. We've actually seen nobody to come and help, and nothing's changed.
You're feeling a bit forgotten?
We are forgotten. It's not a feeling. It's factual. Like, you can see it for your own self.
Gaino lives in the Senator Circle Public Housing Complex in Houma, about 60 miles from New Orleans. Ida tore through here with winds of at least 150 miles per hour. There were over a million power outages across the region, crippling an already vulnerable grid. The lights are back on now for many, but Gaino, her partner, and their three-year-old son are among the thousands still in the dark.
It's like a third world country, basically. But I mean, we know how to survive, and that's exactly what we're doing, surviving. We're not living life happy or anything, we're just surviving.
Last week, the Houma Terrebonne Housing Authority, which is responsible for this complex, put a message on Facebook saying residents could not return. That note, Gaino said, is all they've heard from the authority. Representatives did not return our request for comment.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Ida, an emerging housing crisis grows. Hundreds have been forced from their homes, others now living on porches, in tents, or even in their cars. Dozens remain in shelters.
These people literally have nowhere to go.
Hannah Adams is a staff attorney at Southeast Louisiana Legal Services, which helps low-income tenants.
A lot of people are faced with this really difficult choice, right? Are they going to sleep in their car, sleep in, a two-bedroom house with 16 relatives, or are they going to drive, 8-10 hours away to a place where they can actually find, an apartment and or a hotel room, but where, they're going to lose their job.
So you've been living here?
Yeah.
Joseph Hebert is now living in a tent where his family's trailers were badly damaged. He's not going anywhere, no matter the living conditions.
We've lost houses before and all. We're from Louisiana. We're going to get through it. Take care of one another, not just family, neighbors, everybody. That's the only way South Louisiana is going to get through this.
Now Louisiana's government leaders are pleading for help. Governor John Bel Edwards, who's in Washington this week, says unmet housing needs from Ida could top $2.5 billion. So far, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has approved more than $220 million in housing assistance. But local leaders say it isn't just the money. They're simply in desperate need of housing units.
Four parish presidents and two mayors on this call.
Lafourche Parish President Archie Chasson pressed FEMA for more temporary housing in a call last week.
Clean them and send them.
About a quarter of the houses in his parish are completely destroyed.
At one point, it was going to be 45 to 60 days before we got some of this stuff in place. And I can't bridge a gap that long. I can't let people... In one particular case I always use is we have an employee who works every day for us, busts his butt for 10 hours a day and goes to sleep in a bridge house that we have because he lost everything. I can't continue to ask him to do that for another 30 to 60 days. I need something on the ground now.
In the meantime, nonprofits are filling the gap. The organization SBP is helping residents like Deborah Hartman salvage what's left of her childhood home.
It's things that I've known all my life. My grandmother rocked us in that rocker, and now we have to throw it away.
Building back will be nearly impossible with no insurance, a fixed income, and an 80-year-old mother with Alzheimer's.
I've heard people say that they lost everything, but I never knew what it felt like to actually lose everything.
And it's neighbors like Hartman that Brittany Gaino worry about most in a region where the recovery has all but stalled.
It's just other people, like, we're fine, but to people that aren't blessed in the ways that we are blessed, like, they're not eating every day. You never know what you got until it's gone, and it's just sad. It's just sad.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Robbie Chavez in Southeast Louisiana.